back on Robert's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks and the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Hillary Fisher, Shelley Hartman, Tree Hartman here in the studio. And Tree is, as she has been for the last several weeks, over there getting food prepared and making us eat and test a lot of very, very creative recipes. So, ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Mm-hmm. I guess we'll, I guess without any further ado, let's go straight to Treat. Treat, what do we have in front of us right now?
Let's go straight to Treat.
Straight to Treat.
Straight to Treat. You got it, Treat.
Is that a compliment?
I think so. I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I went a little bit overboard. Where's my notes? I don't know if I can remember everything in there because there's a lot of things. Well, this week we did the pasta salads.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I thought, well, okay, pasta salad just means something cold and it has pasta in it. So I put pasta, made different kinds of noodles, and started to be a little creative and thought, well, that looks good for a sandwich. It's a little bit hard to eat here in the studio, but that's my concept anyway. So I have a side salad, which is the same as the filling for the salad, the sandwich.
Okay.
So you could tell me what
does it go. So really, I was going to ask which one is first, but they're really the same other than that there's a
same but different.
Okay. The dried blueberries are nice and plump.
Are they?
Yeah,
okay.
Very good.
And then you got the blueberry vinaigrette.
I have, there's a pecan something or another, I guess you could call it. I don't know. I toasted the pecans. Put some preserves in it, blueberry preserves, and some of that chili oil that they had, that crunchy oil.
I love that chili crunchy oil.
So those are the nuts, and that's the topping.
And that's really good.
And the lettuce has the vinaigrette and a little bit of, I focused on concentrate this year, or this week, I shouldn't say this year. So because it's such a healthy way to add flavor, you know, we talked about that last week.
Oh, is that bacon? So you got bacon,
bacon
in here?
Bacon is in there. Chicken.
It's the first time I've ever had a sandwich that had a slice of apple on it.
Apple? It's an apple feta
had fruit. I don't think I've ever had fruit on a sandwich
apple
before.
Feta pecan blueberry salad.
Well, this definitely has to count for two servings of fruit with all these blueberries and apple.
Yeah, and I thought they complemented each other really well, and it was so easy to put together. It's just a spinach with the spring mix. Mm-hmm. I mixed them up. And then just kind of went from there.
Well, I did get a picture of this before I dug into it, so we will post it on our Facebook.
And cavatappi noodles, which are those little spirally ones. So, you know, the kids would enjoy eating that too, I thought.
I have to say, I think the dried blueberries being so plump and just the right amount of sweetness yet and the texture, it really pulls it all together. It is so good.
I tell
good.
You, yeah, that one is such an easy add-on, and it's so nutritious. And like I said a couple weeks ago or last week, how you don't have to add sugar. There is no added sugar in this. I know that some of the stuff does have sugar, but that's it. You don't have to do that. And I made the vinaigrette. You know, put it in a jar, shook it up.
Wow.
That kind of stuff, just like you normally would.
Oh, my gosh. And I think, too, with the way that you have it paired with the cheese.
What'd you do with that? I sliced the feta. It was just a hard slab or whatever they call it, chunk or whatever. And I got my grill pan hot on the stove, and I put a little bit of the preserves in the pan, got it warm, and I put that piece of feta in there, and it started melting and kind of grilled, sort of. And then I cut it in pieces in the pan and then did all the sides of it. So I thought that was
like,
man, Tree, it's really good.
That is something I think we're going to have to incorporate, you know.
And you can use oranges. You don't have to use apple. I just happen to have an apple.
No, I think it
I had pecans,
perfectly.
So I use pecans, you know, that kind of thing, like I always try to tell you. You don't have to go out and buy every little thing, just a pear would be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so you about
ready to roll? Where's Rob?
Huh? He looked at Rob.
Did you say something? I'm eating. I'm sorry. You guys just keep going.
And I put it on a little slider bun.
Yeah.
That's what I use for that because I had it.
Oh, my gosh. You know, but still, just the whole flavor. And you could tell by the silence of Rob that he, even though he may have never eaten apple and blueberries and pasta
or
and
his
spinach,
greens, right?
on a bun for a sandwich. He's really into it. I wish you everybody could see him.
I wish the side salad was back on a slider bun. Now it just feels like a salad.
Well, I'm happy to hear that because I was kind of contemplating, oh my gosh, I don't know if that's going to be good or not. So I did grill the bread just a little bit so it wouldn't be soggy or whatever.
Perfect. Oh my God.
And made it when we were here. So are you about ready for number two?
Yeah.
Because we got a lot
Let's
to do.
Let's do it.
Girls.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
the,
go.
The next one is a Mexican dish. So you girls talk about something until I they're chewing.
See.
See, senorita.
We'll talk.
Okay. Well, the next one, I'll just tell you what's in it.
It's
an orzo pasta. And then I just put the common things, corn, black beans, cilantro, cabbage to make the salad part. And then I have a new concept that I saw. It's the blue hard shell corn tortilla wrapped with the regular corn tortilla.
Yeah, okay.
So you warm the regular one up and then you just stuff them. So that's what I'm going to do. And I have some crema, which, you know, I use the blueberry preserves in. So the orzo pasta salad has concentrate and blueberry preserves in it.
Oh my
and some
God.
Lemon vinegar. And as soon as we're done with this, we're going to taste some vinegars.
Ooh, yum.
So you got that?
I think we're going to have to open a restaurant. Like all these blueberry-inspired dishes, and they're so good.
Yeah, I don't see why we don't.
Oh my gosh, it would be so good. Or even a food truck now. I noticed that, as I understand it, they're going to let food trucks come into South Haven this summer.
I have no idea. Last I knew, that was a big no-go.
I think they voted on it, and I think that...
Interesting you brought up food trucks, because we're working on getting some food trucks for our U-Pick.
Yes.
Which will be, you know, July 1st through the middle of August. So we are working on putting some food trucks together, so when people are out picking, they can have whatever's out there instead of packing a lunch.
Yep.
And or dinner.
I think it'll be fun. And we have some other fun things planned out there, too.
I already have lined up a hot dog vendor, lemonade maker for out there.
Woohoo! And we'll probably have the kettle corn, too, one weekend.
Yep. Connie Hollis and Dave.
Yep. That'll be great. That'll be a fun time. And, you know, one of the things about the U-Pick is that we, you know, encourage families to come out and have a good time, create some memories, picking the blueberries, and, you know, experiencing what it's like to harvest your own food and then take it home. And if you pick a lot, you can, of course, freeze it and bring it back out, you know, in the winter.
Yeah. Right. Well, I hate to interrupt, but we've run out of time. But we're going to be picking up, trying one of these tacos when we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Shelly Hartman here, Treat Hartman here, and Hillary Fisher here.
Hey.
All eating and enjoying some very, very good food. So we just, as we just a quick recap before we try this, what do we have in here, our Mexican dish?
Yes, it's a orzo pasta salad concept. So it has dried in it. I forgot to put the dried in it.
I see.
You do?
Yeah. Okay.
Dried what?
Sorry.
Oh, there are some dried blueberries.
Yeah, they're in there.
It's a hurried position I have right here. So it has, I made the crema with the vinaigrette, sour cream, cilantro, and lime, and then it has chipotle chicken. So it's a little smoky.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to make it
that
too.
That is really good.
Is it too hot?
Okay. No.
Oh, okay.
Not, oh, my God.
It's cold.
And black beans.
Are you talking hot, spicy?
Spicy.
Oh,
Chipotle.
It's good.
Well, not yet.
Treat.
Okay.
But I'm done talking, so I'm going to eat and you guys talk.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, so one of the things that, you know, I've seen here, Treat, today, this morning, is that you're using chicken, so, you know, like somebody could just maybe get some roasted chicken or some of the, you know, when they have it over at Meijer's in the deli already cooked and pieced out chicken breast, like they could get that and then separate it out and then make a couple of these, have the dried blueberries on hand, the vinaigrette, of course, and the preserves in there.
That's what I was thinking. You know, I'm going to try to come up with maybe next week a starter kit idea, sort of.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
Maybe this is what you should stock your pantry with and just keep it because it is versatile stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I started using the butter, your blueberry butter.
Mm.
Now, it sounds weird, but because there's no butter in it that I know of.
Correct.
It's just the way the method that they use.
To make it,
it's very smooth, but so intense. It's so
the flavor.
So good.
It's a true blueberry flavor. And that's one of the things, too, I think that, you know, you have that blueberry flavor in there, but it's so savory. It's just like that. This Spanish soft hard shell taco is amazing. It's like probably one of the most tastiest, fresh tasting tacos.
I think fish would be good in here, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
yeah.
And that, like Shelly said, the rotisserie would be awesome. Mm-hmm. And it's so, all I did was I have a can of chipotle peppers that I never use the whole can in anything. So I freeze the part that I don't use, and then I just scoop out a little bit, chop it up, throw it in there, warm it up, and you're done.
See, and it looks and it sounds so hard, but really once you explain it, Treat, and put your mind at ease for everybody, it seems like it comes out really good.
I think so. And like I've been saying with this blueberry, I cannot get over how easy it is. And it sounds like, oh, blueberry
this,
blueberry
extra,
that.
You know, like
it is
extra kind of like wow. We've
like I think it's a showstopper. Like,
show up
to a picnic with this.
Oh yeah,
everybody's gonna
like,
want your dish.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I did because we don't carry a blueberry vinegar,
right?
And vinegar is very popular, especially with these new diets and all that kind of stuff that people
right,
are on,
right?
Or whatever. So I made some. I didn't ferment anything or anything like that, but I took our concentrate. And and then the different kind of vinegars that I had on hand, which was rice, apple cider vinegar, and balsamic vinegar. So I took each one of those vinegars and added concentrate to it. So there's a tablespoon in all these. There's 1 tablespoon of concentrate, which is your daily requirement for
health and nutrition.
For health and nutrition.
So what would I do with this?
So these. You would use it just like you would any vinegar that you want. It depends on, because there's apple cider vinegar, and there which is sweet, a rice vinegar, which is, I consider it sweet too, and so does the balsamic. They're all,
but you can
me,
use them
sweet.
In pasta, like,
oh yeah,
you know,
I
like,
use them in here.
Yeah, she used them in here.
Yeah, I drizzle this, drizzle that, yeah.
Yeah, it's like additive. It's kind of, I think, more, like she said, with these sugar-free or keto-type friendly.
Yes, it's no sugar added stuff,
right.
But it's sweet
but
on
it
its
puts,
side.
Yeah, and it just gives it a little extra kick.
Yes.
You know, how we like the extra kick.
Are we doing these like shots?
Yeah, you don't have to drink the whole thing.
No.
Just sip. And Hillary, you don't
care. Oh, Lordy. All right.
You're to look at each other in the eyes and salute. And
yeah. Here's to the blueberry Cheers. Lovers out there. All right, I'm going to try
What's the first one you're trying?
The rice.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Tree, you are so right. Woo!
I know. It is sharp because there's nothing with it. It's just, it's a shot. And that's a good way to take your apple cider vinegar, is with the concentrate. Put the concentrate in and it's easier to go down.
Yes. Woo-wee! You can really taste that blueberry, though. Really?
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a shot in the face.
Did it clean out your sinuses? Mm-hmm. Now, what one's that?
Okay, now this is the
I said it the same way.
Blasomic. Okay, so that one I could see that with some mozzarella, some tomatoes.
Okay. Yep.
And also, it's more of a little bit savory. The first one that I had was super sweet.
Okay.
Really sweet.
Now you're going to try, what's the last one? Apple cider?
Yep.
Now that should be the sweetest one.
You know, we all love some good old apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm. I take mine in a gummy every day.
I'm assuming this stuff really stains really bad, right?
I would think so.
Yeah. There goes that pair of jeans.
You're right, Tree. That apple cider with the blueberry concentrate really cuts it down.
And you can add any herbs to it, make your vinaigrette out of it.
Oh, my God, yeah, that would
just
be
boom, boom,
fast.
Boom.
That'd be
add
a great
Add some poppy
seed,
because that's what I do. That's all I do.
Man, that is
Tree,
flavorful.
It's so cute. That's all I do. It's like, no.
Oh, my God,
it
whatever.
It would take me hours in the kitchen.
I do think we should, you know, have a little video, take little video shots of all this. And then
yeah, for sure.
Rob can use it as pictures when we
you
do
You need
that.
To get a picture of Rob.
Yeah. Love it. So
he is loving that food.
It's well, we got to do this right now because soon enough we're going to have other topics that we're going to have to talk about. We're going to be getting into blueberry season. You know, we talked a little bit about the U-Pick and some of the surprises that we have going on there.
Yeah, well, I will say we are going to close the downtown store one day to restock and reset, but I'm not sure the date of that yet, but it will be maybe a day or two.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we do need to take a break because we have come to the end of our time for this segment, and we're going to have some more food to eat when we come back on Robert's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks and the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Hey there, it's Scott from Country House Furniture here. We are having a banner year, and our store has been restocked, and everything is on sale and specially marked for you, our great customers. Sofas, love seats, recliners, washers, dryers, ranges, refrigerators, mattress sets by Tempur-Pedic, Therapeutic, and Sealy, all at unbelievable savings. Stop by a Country House Furniture today at 08337 M140 Highway, right next to the new Senior Center in South Haven. And as always, we finance. Hope to see you soon.
With blueberries being such an important part of our West Michigan culture, the Blueberry Chicks were hatched for the radio. Hi, I'm Shelly Hartman, and I'm so happy to be able to bring you all things blueberry. Sponsored by the Blueberry Store, the Blueberry Chicks bring the blueberry buzz every Saturday morning to this very show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. For blueberry questions, please call us at 877-654-2400 or go to theblueberrystore.com.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. We've got a lot to get through, so I'm not even going to tell you who's in the studio, because if you don't know, you are late. But, well, you know, I guess we will. Those that may be tuning in right now, yeah, Hillary Fisher.
Good morning.
Tree Hartman and Shelly Hartman,
yes.
Who is the
and,
first
oh my
good
gosh.
Morning there. Yeah, so
you're right. We've been
just joining us. We're eating, and I'm kind of in a weird state because I just don't really want to talk. I want to eat.
Oh my God!
But we've got to get through this segment pretty quick here because there are two dishes to eat and a dessert. So what are we doing here? What's this first thing here?
This is ramen noodle salad.
Ramen noodle salad.
This?
No.
This?
Oh, that, I'm sorry.
I'm like, this is not ramen.
I don't see any ramen noodles in there.
I'm plating the ramen noodle one. That's Italian.
So good.
Is it? So there you go. The concentrate, the vinegar, the spices, and all that.
This is what I was envisioning when I had that. Tasted that vinegar.
It has our blueberry sausage in it. I don't know if you could. I didn't put a whole bunch in it because I didn't have a lot. Mm-mm. And tortellini. With the three cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yep, this is good, too.
Oh, my gosh. One of my favorites. Listen to taco.
Well, and you can get all this at the downtown.
Yeah, that last taco is fantastic.
At the blueberry store.
Yes, I like the idea. Like Treat said, she's going to make the starter pack.
Yeah.
You know, like we can do a starter pack with some starter recipes that we could have a special gift basket for.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Especially for Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of people think about taking mom out, you know, for breakfast or brunch, but sometimes mom might just want somebody to cook for them at home.
Mm-hmm.
Or go over to somebody's house or, you know, it's about, just like I was saying about the U-Pick, it's about creating memories, and that's what our lives are about, is creating memories and then being able to share and talk about those memories. And when you're out in the blueberry patch picking blueberries, at the U-Pick, and then you freeze them. The nice part about it is in the middle of winter when you're using them for your pancakes or put them in muffins or any of the recipes, then you're thinking about, oh my gosh, remember when we went out to the True Blue to
right,
the U-Pick?
What a great time it
and
was.
We were picking these, and then we had some ice cream, and we had like the food truck was there and hot dogs, and they had like bag games going on out there, and
mm-hmm.
It was such a great time. We can't wait to go back. So that is one of the things that we're going to focus on this summer, is to have some more activities out there at the U-Pick and food trucks and different types. So maybe entertainment, too. What do we got, Treat?
Okay. This is the ramen noodle one. I have to get the dressing for it.
Yes, ma'am.
And so it has dried in it and the vinaigrette type of thing. It's all, I mean, this is the same vinaigrette for all the things I've done.
Really?
See, except so the spices are different.
Wow. All right. Well,
that is so versatile.
I wouldn't have thought that, but it's so true.
Right? Very true. I don't know. I'm just not in this conversation at all.
Well, that's okay.
That's what I was like saying. This is working out pretty good for this half hour.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, I think that one of the things as we've been doing these segments, it's become very apparent that, you know, well, maybe not for the listeners because they can't taste it unless they're going out and buying the stuff, but how versatile and how tasty this really adds the extra element of the extra boost, the extra mm-hmm. little spice to that, and takes it over the top, so to speak. All right, what do we got now, Treat?
Okay,
what'd you say?
This is the ramen noodle salad, so I just used the 38-cent pack of ramen.
Okay. Everybody loves them, a ramen noodle.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
how they are.
Made kind of like a salad out of, with it, and then I have a piece of naan bread that you
now
can
Shelly,
make your
get
sandwich.
Get a picture of this.
All right, yes.
Oh my
okay,
gosh.
We'll post it.
It has cabbage, cilantro, romaine lettuce, and Napa cabbage, chicken, carrots, onion, green onion.
All of Rob's favorites. Boy, he sure has really opened up his palate for experiencing food and blueberries in a different way. I congratulations on that, Rob, because, you know, it's, and I think that you're really a good spokesperson to say, hey, I would have never thought that.
Oh, I would never eat anything that looked like this.
And now you are, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so good.
Not that it's ugly, but just that it's different than what
you would. Yeah, no, it's like, it would look way too healthy for me to eat.
But it tastes so good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's not just like good tasting, it's also good for you. Yeah. And that's the best part about blueberries.
But I would have to say this still isn't something that you can just whip up on any time. You can whip up a bunch of it, but this is all fresh stuff. So
yes.
It can't sit long. You know,
right.
You only got a couple
with
days.
With the dressing on it, no.
Right, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So next I have, I'm pushing
the
you guys
dessert.
Along.
Yes, come
dessert.
On, dessert.
I bought plain donut holes.
Okay, all
you
right.
You got to smell this, Shelly.
Oh, my gosh.
Not hard.
Oh my, what is that? Oh my gosh.
Like cocoa powder, cinnamon,
uh-huh,
and some extra sugar.
Ooh. Wow.
And you have to try one.
Ooh, yes, absolutely. All right. And then the cocoa powder.
And I just shook it up in the bag like you see.
Oh my gosh.
Look how
Look
pretty they
that.
Are.
Man. Look at that.
Okay, I'm going to try one.
Get yourself.
So those are the plain donuts. I got them at Meijer and
okay,
whatever.
And then this is the blueberry cocoa with a little sugar.
Sugar and cinnamon. And the thing I will say that don't make these ahead because they get soggy.
Mm, really?
I made some last night for today. Uh-uh. Couldn't even. They're wet.
They're good.
From being soggy.
Mm.
Okay, well, that's it. Oh, I wanted to add one more thing. Some of that, and I forgot all about it, the vinaigrette, in the ramen noodle vinaigrette, I put your lemonade juice in it.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Because I had
that
it.
Was
that was
little.
It.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of lemon.
Nice. Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
Treat.
There you go.
Well, we've been so busy eating that we haven't kicked out that toll-free number,
yeah,
which
that's
is
right.
1-877-654-2400. I wasn't going to drop that one on Hillary.
Yeah, right, especially
she's
with
got a donut hole.
TheBlueberryStore.com. You can check them out online and find hours and all that good stuff. And you guys are pretty much open every day of the week now?
Yeah, we're open every day of the week now.
Okay, so check out the Blueberry
Store. And
always
open online.
And always open online and shipped all over the world.
That's
if you're
right.
Hearing this on the podcast,
that's
somewhere,
right. Yes, anywhere,
that's not
somewhere,
local. Yes. So, all right, ladies,
Rob,
treat,
yay, treat. Good job. That
thank
was amazing.
You, thank you.
Yes, if you were single, your marital stock would be going up every week.
That's the truth.
Right on.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It is about as big as it gets. I don't talk about marriage stuff. All right.
Thank you, Rob.
All right.
Thanks, Rob.
Yes, we'll be back on Robert's Moondog Show. This was the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Robert's Moondog.